Divided Ukraine is disturbed by protests. Quake survivors in Haiti aren't much better off than 4 years ago. And what does 16% mean to you? We'll tell you more about that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A love-hate relationship with Mother Russia is dividing Ukraine. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains.
The current president, Viktor Yanukovych, is seen as very close to Russia, and he was in the middle of trying to negotiate a pact with the EU when he pulled out of it at the last minute. That, of course, upset pro-European Ukrainians. And I think that is what really triggered these most recent rounds of protests.
Protesters have been camped out in Independence Square for days. A brutal pre-dawn crackdown prompted a chorus of international condemnation. SGA has a regional ministry center not far from Kiev. That's why believers are concerned.
Would this in turn lead to an eventual crackdown on the churches? Would the government see the churches as some sort of a threat? I mean, it remains to be seen.
Griffith is asking you to pray that cooler heads prevail. Also,
from ministries like ours who help to equip those churches, pray that our access to be able to serve the churches would not be hindered.
Next, political storm clouds are gathering in India. Hindu nationalists recently won leadership roles in three states. That could be a problem, says Dave Stravers, the president of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
People have been predicting that India is taking a strong turn towards the Hindu nationalists, and it appears that that indeed is the case. This bodes ill for the national elections in India next year.
Stravers says persecution will undoubtedly rise under Hindu leadership. If a national anti-conversion law passes, it'll soon be illegal to share the gospel.
This is just one more sign that the spiritual battle that's raging in India is being won by Jesus.
Pray the gospel keeps advancing in India. Ask the Lord to protect and strengthen Mission India workers.
They're still passionate. They're still inspired. They're still willing to work, and the people who are hearing the gospel are still coming to Christ.
This is Mission Network News. Families are facing the threat of eviction because of their faith in Laos. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, reports Christians are being forced out of their homes in a Laotian village. Authorities are issuing legal documents for relocation. They consider the Christian faith contrary to local beliefs and customs. Pray the families will be permitted to stay in their homes. Pray they remain strong in faith and continue to share the gospel. Full story at our website. Meanwhile, Haiti's tent cities are still standing. Shortly after the 2010 earthquake, Starfish founder Steve Edmondson visited one on the island of Loganoff.
They were tents of sticks and clothing and things that would semi-stop the rain from falling on them at night. Starfish generated a little money and we sent tarps up there.
Fast forward nearly 4 years, the tents are still there.
It moved me in a lot of ways. One was pity and the natural emotion. One was a little, frankly, a disgust. Why would they still be there 4 years after?
Starfish is working on a sustainable solution, and clean water is the first step. Pray wisdom for Edmondson and this ministry.
There's an ongoing tension between dealing with the immediate situation and thinking about longer-term solutions. We can't ignore people who are dying today just because we're too busy creating the structures for tomorrow.
And what if you couldn't read or write? 16% of the people in the world struggle with that. Thanks to the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, there's a solution. They have teaching and education ministries internationally. Missionaries are also sent out as teachers to areas close to the gospel. Education is centered on a biblical worldview. Pray this ministry continues to strive as they educate and share Christ. Connect with TEAM on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you a copy, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's the Phillips Craig and Dean new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, at 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.